The nation's opioid epidemic is affecting people young and old. 15% of senior citizens who are hospitalized get opioids when they're discharged. And a few months later, nearly half are still taking the pain medicine. Jenny Gold has this story from Las Vegas of one senior's effort to stop.
It took a lot of convincing for 70-year-old John Ivard to go to rehab. I met him at the Las Vegas Recovery Center just 7 days into his stay. He was talking to a nurse about his detox symptoms.
Any sweats?
Last night it was really bad, but not since I got up.
Restless?
Not really, not now.
Ivard is spry and white-haired, with a contagious grin. Even for him, it's hard to understand how he ended up 300 miles away from home at this bucolic facility in the suburbs.
This is the absolutely first time that I ever had anything close to addiction. It was, shall we say, a big surprise when it happened to me.
Ivard is a retired tax attorney. A few years ago, he and his wife moved to Scottsdale, Arizona, with an eye on the golf course. It didn't last long. Just months later, a virus infected his left ear. Overnight, he lost half his hearing and was left with chronic pain. So this past January, he had surgery to fix it.
From the surgeon's standpoint, the operation was successful. The problem was that the pain didn't go down, it went up.
His doctors prescribed opioids, including OxyContin.
They decreased the pain, particularly at first. As time went on, they had less and less effect, and I had to take more and more.
His once active life fell apart. He was confused, depressed, and still in pain.
I was effectively housebound. I couldn't play golf anymore. I couldn't go to social events with my friends or my wife.
He couldn't think of anything except those pills and when he could have the next one. He knew he was in trouble, even though he'd taken them exactly as his doctor told him to.
I was a rule follower. I mean, I followed the rules. And I still ended up, okay, in a mess.
As people get older, chronic pain is common. The problem is that there aren't many good options to treat it. Even aspirin and Advil carry bleeding risks. Dr. Sharon Brangman says sometimes opioids are the right choice.
We really don't use opioids necessarily as the first line of treatment because we understand what the risks are. But we also don't want to see our patients suffering needlessly if we can provide them with relief.
Brangman is the past president of the American Geriatric Society. In 2009, the society recommended that seniors with moderate to severe pain be considered for opioid therapy. They cited evidence that seniors were less likely to become addicted.
What a horrible misconception.
Mel Pohl is the medical director of the Las Vegas Recovery Center.
There's no factual scientific basis for that. The drug takes over in the brain. It doesn't matter how old the brain is.
Most seniors are able to take opioids in small doses for short periods of time without a problem. But in the past 20 years, the rate of seniors admitted to the hospital for opioid overuse has quintupled. Relatively few of them end up in rehab programs. Mel Pohl thinks he knows why.
They've grown up in an era where drug addiction and alcoholism was evil. And I think that's internalized for some of the folks that I've seen.
Some programs don't accept patients with complex medical problems, which many seniors have. And Pohl sees patients who've been misdiagnosed with dementia.
We'll have a family come, you know, 3 weeks into treatment, and it's like, oh my God, you're back. I haven't seen that glimmer in your eyes in 20 years.
The vomiting and flu-like symptoms of detox can be really hard on older patients. It took John Ivard about a week to get over the sickness. He's speaking out now because he doesn't want other seniors to fall into the same trap.
Don't just take the prescription, okay, because it's part of the checkout process from the hospital. It's your body. Take charge of it and push for alternatives at all costs. And if you do go on, get off them as fast as you can.
Back in January, he says that's what he wishes someone had told him. I'm Jenny Gold in Las Vegas.
Jenny Gold is with Kaiser Health News.